Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, May 19th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Romania gets ready to ban international adoptions. A pamphlet drop terrorizes Christians in Pakistan. And a former Haitian witch doctor could lead many to Christ. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Romania, where Parliament is set to pass a law banning foreign adoptions altogether. Bethany Christian Services Romania Adoption Coordinator Tony Carter says the country already imposed a 3-year moratorium on adoptions amidst a storm of international protest.
They're getting a lot of political pressure. They're hoping to be admitted into the European Union, and there has been negative publicity surrounding international adoption, and this became a political issue, unfortunately, because as they debate the issue, there's still 83,811 children still in temporary care.
Carter says while this would be a setback, it won't stop their Christian staff from sharing the love of Christ.
Bethany still has several social service projects and about 80 employees in Romania doing wonderful programs like recruiting and training foster homes, promoting domestic adoption, life skills programs for children who are aging out of the institutions.
Elsewhere, the Pakistani Christian Post reports a wave of leaflets hitting parts of central Pakistan are causing concern for believers. The pamphlets are hitting Christian colonies in Quetta at night, threatening a holy war and accusing blasphemy. To make matters worse, the area government has already enacted Sharia law in the province and now says it will enforce against blasphemers. The pamphlets also threaten all agencies and workers associated with evangelistic work. For those involved in ministry in Pakistan. You're listening to Mission Network News. Fetish slaves are women sold into bondage to atone for someone's sin. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster explains they are dedicated to freeing such women in Ghana, West Africa. Many of them hold secrets they're afraid to share, too humiliated to give them voice. But Rouster says their counselor, known as Bible Woman, discovered a little hug goes a long way.
That was saying to them, you like us, we're real people, we're worthwhile, we have worth in God's sight. So it really has been a great door opener, just a little thing like a hug.
ECM works in partnership with Ghanaian national efforts to end slavery in as many places as possible and help those freed to rebuild their lives.
Our hope for the women is that they come to know the Lord and that they allow Him to heal the hurts and the wounds that have been inflicted on them.
Meanwhile, like teens in any other part of the world, Ukrainian youth are searching for answers. Roman Matviev with New Hope International says through educational programs, they can talk in schools about important issues.
We're teaching about abstinence. We're talking about all of these problems from the biblical perspective. And so after that, we invite kids to youth clubs. Again, it's a youth club. It's a Christian youth clubs. It's a natural territory. Kids feel free to come because we have their fun, we have music, we do some message also.
Matviev says most teens have tried being self-reliant, but times are changing.
Now they don't have assurance about future, they're not sure about life, and there is a lot of questions, a lot of doubts, and I think we have to use that opportunity to share about Christ.
Pray for the Ukraine, as an upcoming presidential election will help shape the country's future. And finally, a former witch doctor in Haiti has become a faithful witness for Christ. According to OMS International, Yon came to Christ around the first of the year. It only happened after he told his voodoo followers he wanted to learn more about Christ by listening to 4VEH through a fixed-tune radio provided by OMS. Yon came to Christ while in the hospital recovering from his injuries. Since he's an influential man, missionaries in Haiti believe he'll be effective in leading his fellow Haitians to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.